Walk through your cattle pasture and look for discarded car batteries. Cattle that lick those batteries are at risk for lead poisoning, especially young calves. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Cattle come down with a lot of different illnesses, but lead poisoning is preventable just by walking the pasture and picking up discarded car batteries, linoleum, and old caulking materials. Any age cow can be poisoned by lead, but calves are more susceptible simply because they're very curious and like to lick and chew on things that adult animals learn not to do. Greg Hanselcheck is a bovine veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says lead does bad things to a lot of major organs.
The brain is one of the primary places that it affects, and it causes a hemorrhage and edema in the brain. And so the problem with lead poisoning is it can be confused with a lot of other diseases. But typically, if you see blindness in a bovine, the first thing on the list is always lead poisoning.
Other abnormal behaviors that could indicate lead poisoning include staggering, salivation, and twitching eyelids. It can be fatal, but fortunately, not all animals will succumb to it.
There may be animals that just ingested enough to affect them, and then you'll see things like they're just off feed and they have constipation at levels that aren't going to kill them. Those are the kind of things that you see. Those that stagger, become blind and things, 99.9% of those are going to actually die in the end. We don't really have a good, successful treatment in cattle.
Because the symptoms mimic many other ailments, the only way to positively confirm lead poisoning is to have your veterinarian do a blood test. Even if the animal survives, the meat isn't fit for human consumption. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about lead poisoning in cattle at agriculture.com.